Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. Today is the 17th of June, 2015, and I'm joined back on the other side of the dateline from the United States by Austin Green of Free Mind Films. And Free Mind Films will, of course, be familiar to my listeners as the outfit that produced A Noble Lie, which, of course, we've talked about on this podcast multiple times in the past as an excellent documentary about the Oklahoma City bombing. Today, we're going to be talking to Free Mind Films Austin Green, the director of Shadow Ring, a new documentary from Free Mind Films. So, Austin, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is your first time on the podcast. We haven't talked to you before, so perhaps you can tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you became involved with Free Mind Films.
Well, that's a very long story. I don't want to bore your listeners too much, but it started about 2011, I believe. Christopher Emery, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. Christopher Emery was one of the primary researchers on A Noble Lie, and really the one of the people who were the heart and soul of this company and helped us found this company many years ago. And he actually had met my stepmother, strangely, and they were working in buildings kind of next to each other. And I think he had an InfoWars bumper sticker on his car, and my stepmother knew that I was a fan of Alex Jones at that time, and really kind of started a conversation with him, I guess, about that. And they found out they were needing an editor for their new movie that they were working on, A Noble Lie. And then she said, well, my son is in film school, and he would probably be interested in that. And then the rest is history. And now I'm you know, the president and the CEO of the company. So I've come a long way since the days that we started Free Mind Films. But that's really because I truly believe in what this company stands for and what it's trying to accomplish. But really, me, I was in the Air Force for many years. And then before that, I worked in the restaurant industry most of my life and had odd jobs and stuff. You know, definitely nothing that would have given you any indication that I would have taken this path eventually. But I did produce a film about gun control when I was 12 years old. It was a documentary for a class project, and it's kind of funny when I look back on it, you know, that there was the buddings of a kind of documentary filmmaker way back when, even though I didn't realize it till many years later.
Well, it's surprising sometimes the way life can change you, can take you, and as a former English teacher who's now doing this for a living, I can assure you that it's a similar path for me. Well, let's start talking a little bit about this film then. Shadow Ring, again, is available at shadowringmovie.com. That will be linked up in the show notes for this episode of the podcast. But let's talk a little bit about the movie itself and how it came together.
Yeah, that happened, started whenever we were in the process of making State of Mind, which if your listeners aren't familiar with that, that's our second film that deals primarily with mind control and propaganda, school indoctrination, things like that. And so we were really heavy into this stuff and, you know, Operation Paperclip and all of this information. It was very, very heavy stuff. And we were, you know, starting to think about, you know, what would we want to do for the follow-up to such a, you know, I wouldn't say dark film, but State of Mind is definitely a much darker film than A Noble Lie and Shadow Ring. They're all dealing with very dark subjects, but we definitely didn't want to go the other extreme. We wanted to kind of show a balance of perspectives and a balance of, you know, interviewees. And I think that we really accomplished that, but we started several years ago where James Lane, a lot of the people who are listening to this might be familiar with James Lane. He was the director on the first two films. I was the producer along with Chris Emery. And, you know, he knew James Perloff, who people may remember. He wrote The Shadows of Power, which was an amazing book written in the late 80s about the history of the Council on Foreign Relations. And what the CFR's agenda is and how it all ties in with world wars, false flags, you know, the modern media, dumbing down of America. I mean, it's all connected together. And James Perloff really is the guy who wrote the book literally on this subject many years ago. And so James Lane knew James Perloff and made that connection there. And James Perloff agreed at that time, despite the fact that he was not doing very well and his health at that time, decided to go ahead and write the narration script for Shadow Ring. And so this thing is really, from top down, the research is absolutely bulletproof.
It really is, and I can attest to that, having been obviously a big fan of the Shadows of Power, and having watched this documentary, I see that obviously a lot of that information has made its way into it. A surprising amount of that information, considering this is only a 2 hour, 20 minutes?
2 hour and 20, 2 hour and 15 minutes, maybe. You know, I would have made a 10 hour movie to make the full book. You know, yeah. I mean, James Perloff's research is so thick, and he is so thorough and dedicated to what he does, that I highly recommend that everybody get on Amazon.com tonight and order your copy of Shadows of Power, order your copy of his newest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. The guy is one of the best out there. He wrote our script. And then, of course, we got Kevin Sorbo on board along the way as well. And then the cast of people that we have in this film that are interviewed. I mean, I don't want to give it all away, but we have people like, you know, Adam Kokesh and G. Edward Griffin and Gerald Celente and Ben Swan, Rosa Corey, Pat Shannon, and a whole host of other people that are just absolutely amazing and riveting to listen to. And, you know, the people that all came together, including the crew and Kevin Sorbo and everybody who came involved with James Perloff and all the rest of the crew of Free Mind Films, really have outdone themselves this time. And, you know, if anybody liked our previous offerings with A Noble Liar, State of Mind, you're really going to love this film, because it's the best of what we can give you. And we're really proud of it.
Well, again, I can attest to the fact that it is extremely slick, very, very well done effects, and very much a professional production. So, absolutely. And I think you glossed over a very important point there. Kevin Sorbo is narrating this documentary. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. How did that come together?
Well, Hercules himself decided to get involved in this thing. A lot of people may remember him as, you know, Hercules in the Legendary Adventures in the 90s, which was probably the number one television show on TV for, you know, the whole world for a while. And then, of course, he was in Andromeda, which was Gene Roddenberry's final television series, of course, the creator of Star Trek. And, you know, Kevin Sorbo's always been somebody who's a little bit, you know, progressive thinking to maybe the comparison of other actors in Hollywood, at least progressive from my perspective, as somebody that actually it will speak his mind and doesn't just parrot the kind of standard talking points that people usually do, and really thinks outside of the box. And so whenever he heard about this project, our amazing director of public affairs, Mary Ellen Moore, knew through a mutual friend, knew Kevin Sorbo, and we were able to get a meeting with him. And of course, he had to reduce his fee for us tremendously, because we're a very, you know, independently produced and funded operation, of course. And he knew that the only way that he would get involved in this would be to, you know, be a little generous with his time. And he came in and did an absolutely professional job for us in the studio out in Los Angeles, and really is behind us 110%, is going to be getting on television and doing interviews with me hopefully soon. And really get the word out there.
Excellent. Well, that will definitely help get some eyes and ears on this project, hopefully. And I've got to say, he did a really good job of this. If I hadn't have known this was Kevin Sorbo, I would have just thought this was just some professional narrator. But
right, he's got a really great voice, and I don't think a lot of people have thought of him in that role. But really, he was the perfect choice for this film, and we're very proud to have him on board.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot about the film in general sense, but let's talk about what kind of information it actually gets into. How would you describe the story that this documentary unfolds?
Well, the film is contained within two different parts that are interweaved together. And this was a difficult thing to do, because we wanted to show the history. We wanted to definitely do a good job of showing history in a very classical Ken Burns sort of way. But at the same time, we wanted to bring in elements of the modern perspective of how it's affecting our world today. So we're seeing the history and then the cause and effect, right? And that will help people put the two things together. And so we interweave you know, a lot of great interview footage with, you know, some of the people I mentioned earlier, like Gerald Celente and Aaron Dykes is just an amazing person in this film. I don't know if a lot of your listeners are familiar with him. And, you know, and so many more. We even have Chuck Baldwin. A lot of people may remember him. He ran for president in 2008. And he was a part of the, Reagan's moral majority during the 80s. And, just an amazing guy. And all these people in this film just really bring the modern perspective of how what the CFR has done and all of the false flag events that have happened in history, which we can go into specifically here later, how that's led us to the modern time. And now we're facing some of the most amazing challenges that our species have ever faced in history. Now, and a lot of that is largely due to what James Perloff has laid out for us.
Well, let's talk about some of those false flag events that this documentary goes through.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people, of course, the first one they go to is Pearl Harbor. And I know that Joyce Riley, we were on her show recently, and she was just, went gaga for the Pearl Harbor section of this film. She thought we did a really great job on that. And I agree. I think that Pearl Harbor is one of the most easy ones to point to and say, well, that's an obvious false flag type event. Now, people say, well, the Japanese actually did do the event. Yes, absolutely. But all the evidence, which we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, almost overprove it, just to make a point in the film that, the powers that be in Washington, D.C. knew absolutely what was coming. They knew it ahead of time, and they intentionally allowed it to happen because they knew it would be the impetus for the American people to support completely buying into World War II, which we did. And so many lives were lost because of that. Now, people say, well, you must be pro-Hitler if that's your point of view. No, I'm pro not having the government, kill us to get us riled up to get into a war. I just don't think that that's really accomplishing anything positive in our society.
It certainly isn't. And of course, that is just one example of the many, many examples that you...
I don't want it to speak too generally. I mean, some of the things that we talk about in there, like Admiral Kimmel and his testimony, we have video footage of Admiral Kimmel's testimony in there saying that Washington did not give him what he needed, which were the Navy dispatches that we prove the government was getting, and we tell who was getting them. I mean, we name names. We drop this stuff on people, and we're not just putting it in general terms. This is very specific information that you can go and verify yourself, and that's just one example.
That's right. And so this documentary does start to paint that picture of the who's, the what's, the where's, the when's of these false flag events, going all the way back to the USS Maine in the 19th century and all the way forward into the 20th century. And I think quite clearly demonstrating that every major military action of the United States for the past century has been based on a lie of some sort.
And right. Well, that's the pattern. We were able to show that.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, that always brings up the question of the why. And I think the rest of the film, in some way, is going towards answering that question of the why. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, power and money, obviously, is the, main focus of that, of course. Now, those are the things that everybody knows. We know that these people want economic power. They want control over us. But, we go into, how it's all kind of weaved together to keep everybody deceived and allowing the money to funnel into the military industrial complex, which is a huge part of that. And so, we show the motivations and we show that it isn't just about the money. It's also about social order. There is a mind control and a social order control element to this that, of course, does tie in to eugenics, which we do not go into in this film because we dealt with that quite a bit in our second film, State of Mind. So I would tell people if you want to know more about the whys and more about the hows of how it's all done, definitely watch that second.
Absolutely. Well, all right. So then I guess, again, there's so much information that's covered here, but perhaps one of the pieces that we could just take a look at in this conversation is the function of the Federal Reserve and the money supply and how that's controlled and how that factors into all of this. What is the financial element to all of this?
Well, the Federal Reserve obviously controls the value of our currency, and we show some pretty interesting, graphs in the film. I was very proud of some of the visual aids we created in this film that kind of elegantly show people visually what's happening to the value of your money, and that affects you directly in terms of prices that you pay for goods. And so people say, well, you know, everything's so expensive now. It's, no, the value of your money has gone down. And so, you know, I don't want to go into this too much because the film does a very good job spelling this out. And we have people like G. Edward Griffin, who literally wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. And we talk about, how the Federal Reserve is an instrument of control for the elite, not just for profiting, but also for, you know, societal control as well.
Well, what is I believe this documentary has been out for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, we started mailing out the first pre-orders on the 6th.
Right, okay. So it's been out for a very short time.
Yeah, very short amount of time. And we've got the video on demand rental platform through Yecker that's coming out here in another week.
Excellent.
And that'll be available on just about any website that anybody who's interested in this stuff, usually has somebody that they like to get their information from, like you, James Corbett. You know, you have your fans out there. And so we have a lot of affiliates who are going to be helping us promote this film. We're going to actually have a theater page where you'll be able to go and rent or purchase all three of our films, including original audio tracks from the films and all kinds of really cool stuff.
Excellent. Well, what has the feedback been on the documentary so far?
I think that it's still early. You know, I'm always a bit leery to say for sure. But overall, from the first screenings that we did an open screening here with about 100 people here in Oklahoma City. And, it was, standing ovation sort of thing. I mean, everybody was kind of blown away at the amount of information that is in this 2 hours and 15 minute movie, because we really do cover the gamut from the history to the present. And give people a full perspective and a wide, broad range of viewpoints from all different. I even have a guy in there who literally was a member of, I think, the Church of Satan at one time. I think he's a born again Christian now. But I mean, this guy has gone through some really weird stuff in his life. And a lot of people may be familiar with Mark Passio. He's an amazing speaker and lecturer. And he brings a psychology aspect to it. Really talking about, how they do what they do, which is more about, kind of what State of Mind talked about. But, we don't just give kind of the right, libertarian only viewpoint. I mean, obviously that's in there. You got guys like Adam Kokesh in there who are, and Ben Swan, these people are very libertarian people. And, Fremont Films has always supported that. But we also have people in there that are very normal, kind of liberal. Rosa Corey in there, who's come out against the Agenda 21 issues. And what we really want to show is that it doesn't really matter what side you're coming from. We're really all trying to get the same thing, which is freedom from tyranny and the lies of our government.
Right. And you mentioned that there will be some TV coverage, hopefully.
Yes. In fact, we have some really exciting news coming down the pipe. We're, asking people to be patient, but we may be doing some cable television here in the United States, one of the major networks on cable. I don't want to say anything yet. Obviously, it's too early until we have contracts in place. But we're also in talks to do some international release in the UK and Italy as well. And we're going to be pushing into the Scandinavian countries and Asia as well with this. We feel that the Fremont Films message in all of our films is universal. It doesn't really matter whether you're right or left or young or old or Asian or European or South American. We feel like that the message of freedom and the message of truth and freedom from lies in our films is really what we're trying to get out there. And so we think that this thing is going to be huge over the next few years, especially as you have things like the NSA spying scandal coming out, completely full mainstream news. Now, everybody knows this is true. Nobody's calling us conspiracy theorists anymore, James.
No conspiracy realists, I guess, is the operative phrase. All right. Well, it's good to hear that this is going so well so far, and let's see if we can maintain that kind of momentum. I hope it certainly happens. So let's direct people once again to shadowringmovie.com. That'll take you directly to the Shadow Ring documentary page specifically, but people can find out more about Fremind Films at fremindfilms.com. Are there any other resources you'd like to direct people to today?
Well, I want people to direct your attention to all of James Perloff's work. The guy is an amazing researcher, and we could not have made this film possible. All of his stuff is available on Amazon.com. Again, that's Shadows of Power and Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And then, of course, I want to give a big shout out to Kevin Sorbo to tell him thank you so much for giving us your great name to put on this film, because we know that you have a lot of fans out there that have probably not been exposed to this sort of thing. And it takes a lot of courage to get up and stand up for something you believe in, even if it is against the tide that's out there, or the current that's out there right now. And I think that with him in this, and with the amazing research and the the level production quality on this film, this is by far going to surpass anything that Fremont Films has done before.
Well, I certainly think that's the case. And once again, it is great that to have people like Kevin Sorbo on that are really, in some ways, jeopardizing their career, or at least putting it on the line to do things like this and stand up for the truth. And that is admirable. And of course, James Perloff has been a guest on this program a number of times in the past, so people can check out those archives on CorbettReport.com and check out James Perloff at JamesPerloff.com. All right, Austin Green, I think we're going to end the conversation there. I thank you very much for your time, and thank you for putting together this very powerful, very dense documentary.
Thank you so much, and you keep doing what you're doing. We're very, very thankful to have you on board with what the message we're trying to get out there, and we'll always be here for any future interviews. So thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.